opening hour of Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Having all kinds of fun here today. We were diving into our daily food for thought before we took those comments from President Trump. Had to ditch the local news, but again, Matt will have more updates on you as far as the local news is concerned coming up at the top of the hour. And now we get our Cleveland Cavalier fix, which we haven't gotten in quite a while. I'll tell you what, our next guest was on vacation, and boy, did he pick the wrong time to come back from vacation, as all kinds of crazy news has been out there as far as the Cleveland Cavaliers go. We've got Rick Noland of the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram and the Medina Gazette. Rick, thanks as always for giving us some of your time. And boy, from Kyrie Irving wanting to get traded to the search for a general manager, I would imagine that at this press conference tomorrow that the Cavs are conducting, when they're going to officially introduce Kobe Altman as the general manager, there are going to be a lot of questions for both Kobe Altman and Dan Gilbert.
Without a doubt, Andy, and I think, what they're probably doing right now up in Independence is preparing their answers to all possible scenarios. I think you're going to see a pretty craftily prepared press conference on the Cavs' part, at least as much as they can. They've had, 4 days now to digest this and to come up with, pretty politically correct answers. But there's going to be a lot of questions asked, dating all the way back to Griffin not being here as GM anymore, and on up through Derrick Rose and who signed earlier today, and Kyrie. So it's not one of those Browns-like hold a press conference just to have one and keep our name in the news 365 days a year in the off season. This is going to be a pretty big one, so we'll see what comes out of it.
Talking about that press conference tomorrow, Rick, what do we know about Kobe Altman? I mean, obviously he's been doing things here for the Cavaliers for a little while since Dave Griffin's been gone, but has he dealt with the press in the past? Is this sort of his coming out party here?
Well, he hasn't dealt with it since he's been the 5 years he's been with the Cavs. I can actually tell you a bit shamefully that he was always in the locker room last year, and I finally had to ask somebody who he was because I didn't know him by face recognition. He was at best third in command throughout last season behind Griffin and Trent Redden, who's also gone. So, he's done some things pretty much on his own. Up to now, they added Jeff Green, who I think is going to be a pretty decent signing. Jose Calderon, which was probably a bit of a reach. And Derrick Rose, who you never know if he's healthy, could be a pretty significant addition, particularly in light of Kyrie's trade request. But his real work starts right now with the whole Kyrie situation and how they're going to go about addressing it.
And we'll touch on that here in just a second. But I think that kind of works in with my next question here. But what questions do you have in particular for Dan Gilbert and Kobe Altman? Because, I mean, obviously there are a number of different things to hit on here. You know, we really haven't heard much from Dan Gilbert since this whole search for a general manager began about a month ago. And it really kind of feels like they've stumbled on Kobe Altman because they don't really have many other alternatives, because the other choice that they had in Chauncey Billups said thanks, but no thanks. What questions will you have specifically for Dan Gilbert and Kobe Altman tomorrow?
Well, I think the number one question, if I'm the one that ends up presenting it before someone else gets to it, you try to do it in a non-snarky manner, but just how much value does Dan Gilbert attach to the GM job? He has never renewed the contract of one since purchasing the team in 2005. I guess I'd want Kobe Altman's response to that knowledge, too. Is he going to be the next one gone when this deal ends? Griff just took a team to three finals and one title in 3 full years on the job, and that wasn't enough to reach agreement on extension. I know it's a two-way street on those things, but you know, they offered Chauncey Billups, I believe, even less money than Griff was making, and he was one of the lowest paid GMs in the league. So just a kind of an answer to that, I guess, would be my foremost question. And then in the whole Kyrie saga, what do they view as their options? I think they have three of them, and we'll go to them in a minute. But, you know, how are they going to approach all this? Are they going to take a hardline approach? Are they going to try to genuinely convince him to change his mind? Or are they going to do their best to request a trade and get the best possible value in return? So those are the two most pressing ones. You know, and then there's always LeBron's impending free agency next summer. And how does that go about how you do business? Are you trading for younger guys who still have room to improve, or are you, you know, going all in again this coming season in an attempt to win and or contend for a title in the hopes that it's enough to keep LeBron here beyond, you know, the summer of 2018?
We're talking with Rick Noland of the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram and the Medina Gazette here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Well, we've kind of opened the door to it, Rick, so we'll address the elephant in the room. You know, the biggest news seems to be surrounding Kyrie Irving. Where is he going to go since demanding this trade? Obviously, you can demand a king's ransom for him given his age at 25, and despite being only 25, he still has tons of relevant experience at the championship level as well, and it really kind of feels like you can get a lot for him, especially because he's under contract for at least two more years.
Well, that's a good theory, except the rest of the league knows he has asked for a trade too, so unless you can find another team that really wants to pay, I think you're in a difficult spot if you're the Cavs. Here's the three things I think they can do. They can have a big sit down between the Cavs front office and coaches, Kyrie and his advisors, and LeBron and his group, and maybe invite a few therapists and hypnotists as well to that setting, and hope they can genuinely convince Kyrie that he misthought when he made that request, that Cleveland is the best for him. I think LeBron would be quick to get over the reports that Kyrie wants to be top dog. I don't think that's necessarily a reflection of not having enjoyed playing LeBron. It's just a young player wanting to be the guy. But I don't think that situation is real likely, because if Kyrie made a request of this magnitude, I don't know exactly what he was thinking, but he had to think long and hard about making that request directly to Dan Gilbert before he did so. So I think the odds of that scenario occurring are slim. I think the most likely scenario would be to trade him for the best possible package they could get. And if I'm Kobe Altman and Dan Gilbert, I don't give a hoot whether it's to San Antonio, Miami, the Knicks, or the other team who I'm forgetting who Kyrie City would like to join. I would trade them to Timbuktu or Siberia if they had great players that would help me win. So I'm thinking that's the most likely scenario. They do trade them, and they try to get the best possible value in return. I think the conclusion too many trade-crazed fans draw is that different is better and the grass is always greener on the other side of the street, and automatically think if they get a couple different players in return that they're going to be better without Kyrie than they were with him. I'm having a really hard time digesting that, because for all his faults, Kyrie was an extremely good fit on this team, where his lack of true point guard skills could be hidden with a playmaker like LeBron, and his tremendous ability to score and beat people one-on-one or even one-on-two was it's going to be extremely hard to replace a player of that caliber. The third scenario, I think, is the one the hardliners like, and that's just simply don't trade him. A deal is a deal. Let him play the next 2 years of his contract here. But I think there's some inherent dangers in that. I think, the last thing any team, particularly one with championship aspirations, wants is a player on their roster that doesn't want to be here. And I think that opens up a can of worms of all kinds of potential problems down the road. Does LeBron suddenly start feeling that Kyrie's trying to do too much individually? What do the other players who have already used terms like flux and peculiar to describe? That's a hard word to say, peculiar. off-season. I think it's a potential chemistry killer. So of those three, I think the most likely and probably the one that they have to spend the most time approaching is find the best possible deal, get it done, regroup, move on, and try to make the finals for a fourth straight year, which I think is, depending on exactly what they get in return, but if they get decent value, I think they're still the favorite to win the East. I think the gap, unless they pull off some type of blockbuster that's going to win Kobe Altman Executive of the Year, I think the gap between them and the Warriors is widened even more. But I think, I think they can still get to the finals after a move if the right trade is made.
You mentioned the signing earlier, Rick, of Derrick Rose. I mean, is that a guy? I think everyone would have high thoughts for him. Obviously, what he's accomplished in the past. Unfortunately, injuries have sort of ruined his career. If he can stay healthy, could he be that guy who maybe steps in for Kyrie?
Well, that's an if about the size of the Empire State Building, given his history. He has played in 66 and 64 games the last 2 years, which is more than Kyrie has, who also has some injury history. But, the guy averaged, plus 19 points a game last year and I think 6-plus assists. So he's only 28, but he's an old 28 in NBA years. I think, we talked earlier about questions to ask at tomorrow's press conference. I think one of them would be did the Derrick Rose talks initially start because they had already gotten word of the Kyrie trade request? Be that true or not, I think he's a valuable addition. I think you could potentially strike a pot of gold, or you could potentially land a guy that goes down for the season 20 games in. You just never know. But I think given the money they had available and the salary cap restrictions they're under, I think it's a gamble they felt like they had to take.
Yeah, Rick, I feel like over the next few weeks, we'll certainly have a lot to talk about as people continue to go to the trade machine. Feels like that's been the most popular item on the market over the last four or five days.
I've seen some trades that look great for the Cavs, but most of them are the three-team variety, and it looks real good for two teams. And then when you really think about it, it's like, why would the third team settle for the pretty much nothing they're getting? So I haven't seen anything that that blows me away that also seems feasible yet, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, making the money match up and getting fair market value or something close to it in return, obviously the key components there. So it'll be tons of fun for us to at least speculate over the next week or so, however long it takes to get this deal done. Rick, we appreciate the time as always. Have some fun at that press conference tomorrow. Hopefully We'll find out a little bit more as we dig a little bit deeper into this Kyrie situation and this crazy soap opera of an offseason that it's been so far for the Cavs. But, Rick, we always appreciate the time.
Anytime. Thank you much.
Thank you. That's Rick Nolan of the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram and the Medina Gazette. Cavaliers beat reporter spending some time with us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We need to take a break. Coming up in a couple of minutes, we'll get to Matt Douglas in the local news. And then coming up at 4:10, we've got Bill Harper of the United